Blog Talk Radio.
Praying time. And you know, we start this broadcast off
with prayer. So we want you to gather your prayer list. As we begin to pray one for another, let's begin to draw our mind in and get on one accord. Today, we're going to have Evangelist Urisha doing the prayer for us today. I tell you, she don't mind praying. She prayed in season, out of season. So let us begin to get on one accord, drawing our minds in, getting in that right place as we go before the throne. Amen. Evangelist Urisha.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as we come before you this day, Father, asking you, O God, to forgive us for all of our sins, where we walk wrong, talk wrong, in deed, in action. Father, if I said I have not sinned, I deceive myself, and the truth of God is not in me. Forgive me for the sins of my father and my forefather, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you decrease and increase the speaker of this hour, O God. We ask, God, that you take her in another dimension in you, Father, as she brings forth the word, Father. We ask, God, that you touch all those that are sick in their body this day, O God. We speak healing, deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We ask anyone that are being bound up, God, we ask, God, that you break every yoke and break every chain this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask, God, that you have mercy on us according to your tender mercy and your steadfast love. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us throughout the repeatedly from our iniquity and guilt and cleanse us to make us pure from all our sins. We are conscious, O Lord, my transgression, and we acknowledge them. My sin is ever before me. I have sinned against you and only you, O Lord. I have sinned and done that which is evil in your sight. You are justified in your sentence and flawless judgment of me. O Lord, Heavenly Father, I know that I was brought to forth in a slate of iniquity. My mother was sinful who conceived me, and I am too sinful. I know, O Lord, that you desire truth in me. Inner being, make me, therefore, to know wisdom in me. Inmost heart, purify me, O Lord, with your anointing and cleanse me. I am to be white of snow, free of sin, Heavenly Father. Help us to hear you, joy and gladness, and be satisfied. Let the bones you have broken rejoice once again and be completely healed. O Lord, have mercy on me and hide your face from my sins and blot out all my guilt and iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right perceiving and steadfast spirit in me, O Lord. Cast not out me from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore your presence and restore your presence, and let the joy of the Lord and the salvation uphold me. With my free spirit, teach transgression. Your ways, O Lord, sinners shall be converted and then return to you. Heavenly Father, deliver me from this guiltiness and death. You are the Lord of my deliverer. You are the Lord of my salvation, and I am willing to sing along. Your righteousness, O Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall bring forth your praises. O praise, O Lord, that you will be light in my sacrifices of my broken spirit, my broken and contrite heart. I will humble myself in complete repentance before you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask God today, God, that you touch Tori today, Father. We pray for healing in the eyes today, Father. Oh God, we know you are the healer of all things. We know that bread is the healing of children today, Father. We ask God that you touch Prophetess Gaines today, Father. We speak a fresh full of anointing on Prophetess Gaines, Father, and supernatural strength today, Father. Give her the strength to carry on to preach your word in season and out of season this day, oh God. We pray for all children in school and out of school, oh God. We ask, God, that you keep them safely in the ark, oh God. Keep them covered under your blood, Father God. Father God, protect them while they're in school and out of school, Father, from any harm and danger this day, God. I ask, God, that you touch Pastor Ted, oh God. We pray supernatural strength and divine healing and restoration for him today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch Miss Ruth, Father. We speak supernatural strength to her body and ask her body to line up with the word of God even right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for, we ask, God, that you touch Gloria even right now, Father. We ask, God, that you be the doctor, the nurses, Father. We ask, God, that you touch the healer from the crown of her head to the mighty sole of her feet right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch Elder Russell right now, Father. Give her supernatural strength right now, Father. Oh, God, strengthen her in this hour, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Touch Sharon even right now, Father. Whatever is going on in her stomach, God, we ask, God, that you touch it right now and untwine it right now and heal her stomach area right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you touch Bobby right now. We pray for prostate cancer right now. Anything from the root cause, Father, dry it up right now and send it into outer darkness, into dry places right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Nisha, Father. Send forth your comforter to comfort her like never before, Father God. Only you can do it for Nisha, oh God. Comfort her this day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I pray for all those that are sick and weary, Father. We ask, God, that you deliver them this day, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We come against anything that's not of you, Father. We cancel every assignment and negativity, God, that have been spoken over this broadcast. We command it in the mighty name of Jesus to go into outer darkness, into dry places right now, in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no place, you have no power. I render your assignment null and void right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for showing up and showing out. We thank you right now for just having free course. We thank you, Father God, because you are God Almighty. We thank you, oh God, because you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And for this, we say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for anyone that don't know you, God, get to know you as grace and your and Savior this day, Father. Bring them out of darkness into your marvelous light right now in the mighty name of Jesus right now. We thank you right now, Father, for just having your way. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, have recourse right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you right now for your word that is about to come forth, cutting like a two-edged sword this day. We thank you, oh God, for everything being yay, yay, and nay, nay, even right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you and you to call a friend right now and let them know that a woman of God is about to come forth and bring forth the word, a word that she is hunger for. Don't mind preaching and teaching. So call a friend and let them know to connect today and hear what God is saying using this woman of God. That calling number follows 347-857-3925. Again, call a friend. Tell a friend to call a friend and call a friend to hear this awesome and powerful woman of God. You're going to ask yourself if what you are doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. Again, the message for today is ask yourself if what you are doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. So today we're going to let all the heavy weights that have been burden you down, you're going to let go today and let God have his way today. So I introduce you to my sister, Diane Benjamin, that's going to bring forth that word. Don't mind praying in season, out of season, whenever you call her and ask her to pray. She will turn down anything and pray with you right there and then. So you got to be attentive to what she is saying today and let go and let God have his way. I introduce you to you on the broadcast, none other than Sister Diane. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Urisha. Thank you so much for even stepping up to the call when it was, you know, made to you. May God continue to bless you and cover you under the blood. Amen, amen, amen. You know, we give all honor and glory unto God. For he woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind. So before I come before you, pray. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, Lord Father, as a humble servant, Lord Father, preparing to bring forth the word, Lord. Father, I ask you, O God, to decrease me as you increase in me, Lord. Use me as your vessel today, Lord, to touch hearts and to touch minds this day, Lord. Father, the word as it comes forth, let them not just be hearers of the word, Lord Father, but be doers of the word as well. We ask you to continue to touch the airways right now, Lord. Father, as we cancel every assignment right now, Lord Father, that will try to hinder this word from coming forth, Lord Father. Father, this is not our broadcast, Lord Father. This is your broadcast. And we thank you for just showing up and showing out. We thank you, O God, for the healing and the deliverance right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just have to continue to give God praise, honor, and glory that is due unto his name. Amen. I'm going to come to you today about the kingdom of preparation, the kingdom of preparation. And when you go to Matthew 22, verse 4, it reads, again, he set forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto marriage. In order for the kingdom of God to be within, there has to be an entrance point. One is partaking of his dinner to the marriage or union between God and man, where intercourse takes place. One way or the other, or both, kingdom is within. What is preparation? The dictionary says, the state of being ready beforehand. Readiness, preliminary measures that serve to make ready for something. I'm going to read that again. The state of being ready beforehand. Readiness, preliminary measures that serve to make ready for something. Father has sent many of his servants to bid you to come, the table to a sumptuous buffet that has been prepared from the foundation of the world. In Matthew 25 and 34, it reads, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The invitation is standard. The choice is yours to believe or not. What are you going to do today? Are you going to believe the word of God He said, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. He prepared it for you from the foundation of the world. And Luke picks it up, which is Luke 14 and 17. And it says, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. All things are now ready. What does the word come mean? Because you notice it came up several times. It says, to move hitherward, to draw nigh, to arrive, to happen, to appear, to rise, to result. As we call it, our Father's prayer has a portion in it that says, thy kingdom come. Have you ever wondered why it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth? Some translation says, on earth. Think on this. In the beginning, he created the heaven and the earth. Then he made man out of what was already made. What was already made? The earth, the dirt. When Adam was made, he was already everything he was and will ever be. I'm going to read that to you again. When Adam was made, already everything he was and will ever be. Why? Because God created everything within him. The kingdom was already prepared within. Out of the dust, he was formed. He formed him. From the dust, you came. Back to the dust, you go. Picture the recycled dust. Now, you know when you are at funeral, they say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So you know what? You go in right back to the dust from whence you come from. Nothing new under the sun. Now it is the time to know your identity. Know what you have and what authority is yours. When we can take a look at 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. It says, it's written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither had it entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. A 16th of your brains cannot imagine just what God has prepared for you. A 16th of your brains cannot imagine just what God has prepared for you. The human desires are so lacking on such a low level because we've been taught to think on a low level. And as I was saying that just now, it reminded me of a movie, and I'm trying to think of the name of the movie where the young lady, her mind, how it was just processing everything. And I remember, Morgan Freeman being in the movie. whatever it is that they had cut her and put into her, it burst within her. And with it being burst in her, whatever the chemical, whatever it was, it heightened her brain. I mean, she was using her brain. She would pick up a language just like, I mean, anything. It was just so natural. So natural. And they, you know, when she got in contact with Morgan Freeman, when he met up with her and how she was just processing stuff so fast that she even created what it was, a machine or something. And then at the end, it was just gone. It just left. And I think it was a jump drive or something came about the whole thing. And that's what I thought about when I told you about a 16th of your brains cannot imagine just what God has prepared. Can you imagine if you're using more? If you just take the time and just use more of that. It's in your subconscious, which is the God conscious mind. Bring it into effect. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Fear not. It is not the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom of preparation is activated by faith. An example is also found in John 2 and 5. In John 2 and 5. Hang on one moment. Let me just get John 2 and 5 there for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In John 2 and 5 read, now there is Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool. Wait. Oh, Diane, you're backwards. You are backwards. Nope, that is not it. I was reading 5 and 2. So we're going to go to John chapter 2 and 5. Okay? And it says, his mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Now, they was talking about the wedding. The wedding that was taken. It says, Jesus had a wedding. The wine ran out. First, when you hear the word prepare, what is needed? First, the house needs cleaning, which is your temple, which is your body. You are the temple. Okay? It needs to be clean. Purification of all vessel. There is a preparation for blessings to see miracles. The prophet in 2 Kings 3 and 16 says, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley. If we would take notice, there was always a preparation before he performed the miracles. He used that which is already prepared and able to contain his blessing. The widow in 2 Kings 2, 2 Kings 4 and 3, and Isaiah 40 and 3, it says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. There will be no harvest until the ground has been broken up. Preparing for the harvest according to Hosea 10 and 12 reads, "Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. If the ground has not been purified in it, own right, broke it up, how can we expect a harvest?" The farmers out there have to till the ground. They have to break up that ground in order to drop the seeds in there and cover it for it to begin to harvest. What seed today are you dropping? Have you begun to break up your fallow ground yet? Have you begun to plant? Cover it up, water it. So reconciliation requires repentance. Repentance is a type of preparation for reconciliation. We have no excuse today why we cannot come back to the Father. We mess up, and we all do. All we have to do is repent and come back to him. Maybe 9 months to enter the earth's rim. The mother has been preparing for the baby to come. She has to eat right, make sure what she's putting in is nourishing to the baby, that when the baby is born, it's healthy. She's doing what the doctor is saying. She is preparing. And then, you know, we have baby showers. So now you're preparing for when the baby comes to the world. The baby have Pampers. It have the blankets, the bottles, the they don't use diapers now, the Pampers. You know, the gowns, etc. Everything that the baby needs is there. And it took love to prepare for the baby's entrance into the world. You know how you don't get your nursery and everything set up? You know, you have that theme and everything because you are preparing. That baby would want nothing other than you to feed it, enclose it, show it love. That's what you're preparing for. There is a preparation time for everything you do. To cook, you have to prepare the meal to cook. You prepare for work, of course, by bathing and putting on your clothes and so on. Prepare yourself to get blessed. You plant seed to receive a harvest, just as a farmer plants seeds for his harvest. As Hosea 10 and 12 says, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up fallow ground. This scripture identifies us as preparation time and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If our fallow ground has not been broken up, how can we say we have no sin and confess the righteousness of God? All preparation is putting your faith in action. That's what it's doing. Today, we said, examine yourself. When you examine yourself and ask God to show you yourself, and as he continues to show you yourself, those are the fallow grounds that you're breaking up. You're breaking up that ground. You are preparing now for the greater one within you to be activated the way he wants to use you. I told you earlier, everything was created in Adam. Everything. Don't you think everything is created in you as well? God knows your expected end. He knew you before you was even formed in your mother's womb. These are things that he said in the Word. And every time he show you you, and you work on that, and you master that, in other words, clear that out of your life, you're getting closer and closer and closer. Why? Because you are preparing. You are preparing your heart. You are preparing your temple. You are preparing your mind. And you are standing in faith that everything that God has for you will manifest preparation. Scriptural steps of preparation that you need to do. Number one, put away your strange god, Ashtaroth. You will find that in 1 Samuel 7, 3 and 4. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if ye do nothing unto the Lord with all your heart, then put away the strange god and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your heart unto the Lord, serve him only. And he will deliver you out of the hands of the Philistine. Verse 4. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth and serve the Lord only. Number 2. Cleanse the temple of God. 2 Chronicles 29:15 and 19 says, verse 15, and they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves and came according to the commandments of the king by the words of the Lord to cleanse the house of the Lord. Verse 19, moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign did cast away in his transgression, have we prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are before the altar of the Lord. You are a chosen vessel of God, and your temple must be holy, cleansed of all idols and all uncleanliness. Said, put away the strange gods. That's who they worship. But God says, you shall have no other God. No other God. But you know, we have money as our God, our children as our God. We have everything except God. And here, he tells the children of Israel, put away, sanctify themselves. Number 3. You must purify yourself. 2 Timothy 2 and 21 reads, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepare unto every good work. Number 4. Jesus prepared a way for you to return to the Lord. Look at Luke 1 and 17. It says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Miracles precedes preparation. Elijah, no water until a ditch were dug. The woman at Zarephath, no oil until the vessels were gathered. And according to Hosea, no harvest until the ground was broken up. For one new life, no resurrection until the stone was rolled away. No resurrection until the stone was rolled away. Now, we know when that stone was rolled away, this is already left there, and he went to hell, and he took the keys from hell, death, and the grave. But can we believe that? Can we believe that today? Can you even fathom that in your mind? See, we have to change our mindset and take God out of the box and know that we serve a great and mighty God. We do. 5, verse 2 to 9. And five of them were wise, and five of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took the oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for your lamp are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. That's what happens when we don't prepare. Begin today to ask for that spirit of preparation. Begin to prepare. The prophets today, the apostles today, the man and woman of today, they are telling you to prepare spiritually and to prepare naturally. When they're telling you, make sure, just like you're preparing for a hurricane, you make sure you got your batteries, your candles, your canned goods, you know, your wood, you know, your plywood and all that to cover your windows. You know how you prepare for a hurricane. And while you're preparing for that hurricane, you're also praying that hurricane will just go out to sea and dissipate to nothingness as you speak to the elements of that hurricane. Because you got that power and that authority to do so. But sometimes people are foolish that they don't prepare for the hurricane. Comes in, they have nothing. Though they may survive within that house that they're in, they are not prepared food-wise. They are not prepared. They don't have electricity, so therefore they have no batteries to provide the light, no candles to provide the light. you know you can't depend on the freezer because the fridge because you have no power. So therefore, what are you going to do? You don't have no food, and if you have food, you know, you don't have a grill or a generator to even, you know, at least give some kind of power to some parts of your house. Preparation is vital. The man and woman of God are telling you today, prepare. Prepare. Some are listening, some are not listening. Ask God for you to be sensitive in the spirit. Ask God for you to be sensitive in the spirit and hear what thus say the Lord. A lot of people thinking, oh, everybody is false prophet. There is no apostles. There's no prophets walking today. Really? Read the word. Take heed to warning when it's given. The words of warning comes before destruction. You don't know what type of destruction, but you know you are getting that warning to prepare. Not just preparing yourself in the natural, but preparing yourself also in the spiritual, because we are spiritual beings first. As you begin to prepare yourself, both in the natural and in the spirit, you're able to help someone else. You're able to help someone else. It said the foolish virgins could not receive more than they had. They had not prepared to receive. They did not prepare to receive. The law of preparation works both ways. If you prepare for what you fear or don't want, you begin to attract it. David said, the thing I fear has come upon me. We hear put away money in case of illness. They are preparing to be ill. Every day, you must make a choice. Will you be wise or foolish? Will you prepare for your good? Will you take a giant step of faith or have doubt and fear and bring a lamp without the oil? Every day, examine your conscience and see just what you are preparing for. You prepare for what you see and believe and trust, not fear, doubt, and limitation. For the kingdom of preparation is within you. Then you prepare for your good. Follow the laws of preparation and take oil in your lamps today. Prepare. Came into this ministry after several months in the ministry. Apostle Porter gave me a book, and the book name is The Game of Life and How to Play It. And it is written by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. And this game of life is really good. What I spoke about just now, the kingdom of preparation came out from Apostle Porter book that she wrote, The Secret of the Kingdom Within. And at this time, we don't have any in stock, but there will be coming real soon. And she had put out several books. In the game of life, it says, Man must prepare for the thing he has asked for when there isn't the slightest sign of it in sight. It says, for example, a woman found it necessary to look for an apartment during the year when there was a great shortage of apartments in New York. It was considered almost an impossibility, and her friends were sorry for her and said, "Isn't it too bad you'll have to store your furniture and live in a hotel?" And she replied, "You needn't feel sorry for me. I am a Superman. I'll get an apartment." She spoke the words, "Infinite Spirit, open the way for the right apartment." You speak it into existence. You believe and faint not, because the greater one lives within you. And when you know who you are and who you serve, you're going to continue to say it until you see it. And she said, "Infinite Spirit, open the way for the right apartment." And she knew there was a supply for every demand and that she was unconditional, working on the spiritual plane, and that one with God is a majority. So this is what she did. She preparing now for her apartment. And we was taught this. Said she had contemplated buying new blankets when the tempter, the adverse thought or reasoning mind, suggested, "Don't buy the blankets. Perhaps, after all, you won't get an apartment and you will have no use for them. Nobody but the enemy." Say, "I'll dig my ditches by buying the blankets." So she prepared for the apartment, acting as though she already had it. She found one in a miraculous way, and it was given to her, although there were over 200 other applicants. Favor, the favor of God, rested upon her. She trusted and she believed, and she acted out in faith. How? By going and buying that blanket for her new apartment, those that are for her husband. Now, let me clarify this. I didn't say you go out and look for a husband, because you'll be out of order. The word didn't say for you to find a husband. It says, a man that findeth a wife findeth his good thing. His good thing. So what are you doing? You are preparing yourself, not just in the natural, but in the spiritual as well. You make room in your closet. This is for my husband. You're making that room. You're setting that table. And you're putting two plates on that table. That's for you and your husband. You are preparing. You are preparing for your husband. You are preparing for your new place. You're preparing for your new vehicle. You're preparing for your new job, your new assignment. But you first have to believe it. You have to believe it. If you don't believe it, you will not receive it. He said, call those things that are not as though they are. Decree it and declare it. Make an affirmation out of it. Make an affirmation out of whatever it is. I was given plenty affirmation to speak. I created my own. You can walk around your house while you're driving. You can do all that. An international ministry, City of Victory. You have the same. Say it, say it, say it till you see it, see it, see it. Don't care how nobody tells you. Oh, you steady repeating the same thing. It ain't going to manifest. How come it ain't manifest yet? Don't worry about my manifestation. When God is ready for it to manifest, it's going to manifest. I'm going to keep the faith. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue to keep my eyes held high. Practice doing it. You're going to have the naysayers that come about and say, oh, I thought you was getting a new place or a new this and that. Don't worry about me. Don't worry. That negativity you don't need, because it's just a distraction. That's the enemy just trying to take you away and make you have doubt. Remember, our timing and God's timing is not the same. The same. For those of you that don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior in your life today, prepare your heart and your mind and go before God today and repent and ask him to come in to your life. Don't feel that you have to clean yourself up before you come to him. You go before God, ask him for forgiveness. Accept him into your heart. Know who he is. Believe in him. Let him do the cleaning. Let him, because sometimes we can't do it by ourselves. Sometimes we can't do it by ourselves. We need our Creator to help us. Remember, he knew us before forming our mother's womb. He knows our expected end. It takes us now to prepare. People, the building is not the church. We are the church. We are the church. We read the word. The greater one is within us. The building is where we gather together. He said, assemble yourself together. When we unite ourselves together, You get strength. You may begin to get weary, but we are our brothers and sisters keepers. So we begin to help you to bring your spiritual level back up where it was drained because you was beaten so much in that spiritual war. Why? Because you decide to come out of the world, and the enemy don't like that. So when you begin to clean up your vessel, which is you, clean it up. You now, as God do the work in you, you can begin to prepare to help someone else come out of the world. And it continues going on and on and on. We prepare for everything else except preparing for the greater one to use us and the word that is given to you. If God tells you to do something or go somewhere, he already made clear that path. He prepared that path for you. He prepared that person to be there for that vehicle that you wanted. He prepared that person for that apartment, that house, that job that you wanted. You go to school, college. You're going to the military to prepare for a career. And you know what? Do the same today in Christ. Read the word. The word that will no longer be able to be read because it's going to be taken away. Are you preparing your heart and your mind? That word that is written. Feed on it. Don't make it as an excuse that you can't read. Because if you can't read, there is programs, there is apps, and you can definitely hear the Bible. Because on the Bible app, on your phone, let me tell you, read the Bible to you. But don't just settle for it, you know, being read to you. If you don't know how to read, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. There is someone out there that would help you. Oh, grandkids, they are smarter than we are when we was born. And every generation gets smarter and smarter and smarter. They come out, they can use a cell phone, they can use a laptop, they can use a tablet. That's how smart they are. We didn't even have this type of technology when we was growing up. And I'm not that old. But just to let you know, prepare your heart, prepare your mind, keep your eyes, your mind, your body, your soul in tune with God today. So I thank each and every listener that continually support this radio broadcast and continually come on. We appreciate you. If you have a question, all you have to do is press the number one. And I have a caller. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord. I love this topic today, the kingdom of preparation. I wrote down some mighty interesting things, and I hope everyone was touched today. Put away your strange gods. My God, how many of you know today that God is a jealous God? He say, put no other God before him. Cleanse the temple. My God, if you want God to really use you today, clean the temple out. Let it be purified. My God, he say, whatever we ask in his name, he will give it. We got to ask for the discernment. Accept the uncertainties. And encourage one another. I wrote down what I wanted to say for spiritually preparation. We have to develop our faith in God. Develop our faith in God. That was one of her topics today, naturally and spiritually. And I was touched by that. Naturally, we got to stand firm on God's faith, meaning trusting him that he will provide for us. He will do all things exceedingly and abundantly. I was touched today by those words of encouragement today. And I thank you, Sister Diane, for those strongly encouraging words for me to prepare in the kingdom that's also within me, because it's a war within me constantly. Amen.
Amen, amen. And that was Evangelist Urisha. And guess what? She is preparing for tomorrow because she is the speaker tomorrow. So all those that are listening now and that will listen at a later time today, don't forget, tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m., go ahead, get your phones, and call in. And the number is 347-857-3925. Tell a friend today. You may have a praise report, or you may be in need of prayer, want to be led to Christ. You can call in 347-857-3925. I know that some of you listen on other devices, on your laptop or iPod, however you may be listening. If, you know, like I say, you're in need of prayer, you have that praise report or want to be led to Christ, that calling number is 347-857-3925. And we're on here every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You got some awesome man and woman of God that comes on to this broadcast. And remember, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid if you need prayer. Or you got that praise report, ain't nobody going to stop me. If I know I've been through something, and I know it's nobody but God that brought me out of that, let me tell you something. You can't hold me down from praising God and giving my testimony. You know why? Because I know if he brought me through, he is able to bring you through it too. By me giving my testimony, I know it will help someone, whether it's here on this radio broadcast, listen at the present time, or someone that listen at a later time, or they hear it and they share it with somebody. Never be afraid to give your testimony. Never be afraid to ask for prayer. Sometimes we fearful because we don't want to tell people, well, you know, we have this type of sickness or whatever. But let me tell you, prayer changes things. And don't let the enemy fool you. Don't let the enemy fool you into not asking for prayer, not opening your mouth when God say open your mouth. God will never tell you to go out there and kill nobody, hurt nobody, damage anybody. God is not going to tell you to do wrong. He is not going to tell you to do wrong. Not the God that I serve. Not the creator of this earth. No. So when people say, God made me do it, which God you're talking about? Who God are you serving? Not the true and living God. And today, I encourage you to teach your children and grandchildren, your loved ones, those around you, teach them to pray. If they have not accepted God in their life as their Lord and Savior, lead them to it. Them over the head. But you know what? Ask God for that wisdom to draw them in. Ask God to give you that wisdom to draw them in. Pray with them and pray for them. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. Pray for your neighborhoods. Pray for your state that you're in. Pray for the United States of America. pray for other nations, prayer changes things. You are not a failure in God's eyes, and never allow the enemy to beat you over the head telling you that you are a failure and God doesn't want you. We have time to talk about it. Our ministry is Logan International Ministries, aka the City of Victory. We are victorious. Decree it, declare it, prepare for your victory. How you do that? Praise God through it. You know why? He said, yeah, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. And you remember when he said, he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies? See, we are to read the words, get it deep down within us, that any situation that we're going through, you can find it in the Bible. You can find it in the Bible. But you first have to want to go and read the word. Ask him. He said, ask. We have not because we ask not. Ask him for the spirit of awareness, alertness, understanding. He said, acts. And we are spirit being first. So whatsoever you loose on earth, he will loose in heaven. What are you loosing in the earth today? What are you believing today? What are you preparing for today? Again, prepare. Whether you got to go out there and buy whatever, you're preparing. This is for my new house. This is for my vehicle. This is for my job. And prepare. Don't just say it out of your mouth. Believe it in your heart, in your mind. See it today. See it today. Again, I thank each and every one of you that continually listen on a continual basis. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and you have Facebook, you can go ahead and visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries. And if you have not liked or follow our page, go ahead and click that like and follow our page. You will know when we come on live every time. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Remember, prayer is universal. So if you're ready to get on there and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us, join us at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday night. Once you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, come on and join us. We will not tolerate nothing less. Every Sunday at 1 p.m., we have Facebook Live. And let me tell you some awesome listening. If you do not have Facebook, that's all right. You can join us on that very same conference line. That number again, 712-832-7144. So you don't have Facebook, You can join us on that conference line, and you will be in service as well. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we have Bible Talk. Learn more about the Bible as we talk about real events that is going on within us that we're dealing with, that we can look and search the scriptures and get better understanding. That's every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, hit us on that conference line number, 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. Tell a friend today. I'll give you the itinerary as we go for it. Remember, pray one for another. This radio broadcast has blessed you in any way, and God has laid it upon your heart to sow a seed into this radio broadcast. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logiont@gmail.com. That's logiont@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. You do not use any one of those platforms. You can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2, Florida, 32704. Don't forget, specify what your donation is for. So hope to see and hear from you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear awesome and powerful woman of God, Evangelist Eurisha. Be blessed.
I can let go.
I can let God.
God.